1994. The exterior design remained unchanged from 1993, but two new colors were added to the Corvette palette, Copper Metallic and Admiral Blue. The LT1's power output remained at 300 horsepower, but multi-port fuel injection was replaced by a new sequential fuel injection system that improved response, drivability, idle, and emissions. Injectors were fired in sequence with the engine's firing order, and a more powerful ignition quickened engine startup, especially in cold weather. Electronic controls and a redesigned standard 4-speed automatic transmission improved shift quality, and a safety interlock was incorporated that required the driver to depress the brake pedal when shifting from the park mode. Inside, the instrument panel became one piece. A passenger side airbag was added. The two-spoke steering wheel with the driver's airbag was redesigned. Seat and door trim panels were revised. A faster power window was added to the driver's door. White instrument panel graphics transformed into a tangerine hue at night. All seats, whether standard or sport, were leather. Seats were redesigned to accommodate a wider range of passenger and driver sizes, and individual power seat adjustment controls were relocated to the console. Convertible rear windows were changed from plastic to glass, with defroster/foggers built into the glass panel. Air conditioning systems were revised from CFC-based to non-polluting refrigerants. The selective ride and handling quality of the electronic suspension option was improved by lowering spring rates, and recommended tire pressures were reduced. Goodyear extended mobility tires, which allowed continued use under zero tire pressure conditions to stretch safe driving range, were optional on some models and worked in conjunction with the low tire pressure warning system. Annual production again moved slightly upward with 17,984 coupes and 5,346 convertibles built, but ZR1 production remained at 448 for the second year. The basic coupe now costs $36,185. The convertible $42,960, and the ZR1 option dropped $425 to $31,258. Industry sources inferred that several factors may have contributed to the waning appeal of the King of the Hill. Price was one. The ZR1 option virtually doubled the price of the basic Corvette. Moreover, the unique styling of the 1990s rear exterior lost some of its exclusivity when extended to all 1991 models and beyond. In addition, the introduction of the improved small-block LT1 engine gave Corvette enthusiasts the muscle they sought, but in a lower-costing basic model. Additionally, the fiberglass sports car's acceptance by the American motoring public was firmly manifest with the opening of the National Corvette Museum in Bowling Green on September 2, 1994.